Hi, my name's Julie Mackin and welcome to More Civil Societies. Last week, there were a whole lot of people across Australia and PNG, and New Zealand, in fact, that were very, very happy because Behrouz Behchahni, the extraordinary Kurdish journalist, filmmaker, academic and refugee, finally got to leave Manus Island and Australia's detention regime forever. If you haven't seen it, it's really worth searching using his name to see the footage of him arriving in Christchurch, New Zealand, that poor town that was the site of that murderous rampage months ago. And there they were giving him the most beautiful welcome in a spirit of extraordinary hospitality and warmth. It was the mayor and the elders of the community, and it was just really glorious. Behrouz is in New Zealand to speak at a number of events, and he's going to be there and walk down roads and sit quietly and wear beautiful shoes and feel the cool of that gorgeous, gentle country on his face. He's going to sit there in quiet and just hear the beat of his own heart. He's there to be ordinary, as he said to The Guardian recently. I'm just an ordinary visitor to New Zealand. Of course, while that may be his heart's desire, the truth is, Australia's detention regime and his bearing witness to it and surviving it has made him quite extraordinary. In fact, our privatised detention regime has made all Australians quite extraordinary. Many, many people cannot believe what we have become. As Behrouz said recently before leaving PNG, what is unfolding is a human tragedy. It's a humanitarian crisis, and it's getting increasingly more dangerous as the days go by. In order to move beyond this critical situation, only one option exists. That is for the Australian government to abide by the international laws which it is obligated to. It must acknowledge the human rights of refugees. There is no other way to act on this but to free the innocent human beings who they have tortured systematically for years. That was Behrouz. The cost of this regime to minds and bodies of little kids, young women and men has now been forensically documented by the UN, by Amnesty International, by Oxfam, by the Australian Senate and the Australian Human Rights Commission, just to name a few. And as we speak, across the world, there are lawyers and advocates beavering away trying to hold Australia to account. We know what has been done to refugees in our name, and it is extraordinarily ugly. But what has not been documented or told anywhere by anyone is the cost of this regime to us, the Australian people. We are delusional in the extreme if we think this regime has only cost us money, although it has cost us an extraordinary amount of money. Likewise, if we thought we had only really undermined the rule of law in Nauru or PNG, we would be very wrong about that as well. It has done that. Nauru is now basically a failed state that's propped up by Australian dollars. But the truth is, knowing that we are people who have agreed to the ongoing abuse of kids, babies, women and men since 2001 has had a devastating impact on us. This is what Australia's detention regime has taught us about us. Firstly, we can't be trusted to protect the vulnerable. That's why, despite knowing what's going on in the camps, and we do know, we can all read the newspaper articles, watch the vision on TV, we have collectively continued to vote for political parties that support and nurture this brutal regime. We now know that about each other. We know we can't be trusted with vulnerability. Secondly, we now know that we are not serious about the dignity and human rights of others. And we know that, in fact, we're not at all serious about the dignity and human rights of each other. We know we don't have the conviction or the courage to go into bat for those who really need our help. Old people, prisoners, refugees, homeless people, people who are broken. We know there are not enough of us that care enough to make this country safe for all of us. And finally, in the dark corners of our minds and hearts, we're afraid that one day we will need the kindness of strangers. We will need someone to take our human rights and dignity seriously. And we're afraid they will be like us, looking the other way and pretending they can't see us. Our brutal policy has cost many lives, the hearts and minds of thousands of vulnerable people. But it's time we stop kidding ourselves that it hasn't also cost us our hearts and soul as a nation. And I say all of this while recognising and giving a heartfelt thanks to the thousands of good and decent Australians who have worked tirelessly to prevent this crisis. The lawyers, the doctors, the teachers, the academics, the rural folk, those involved in sanctuary, more rooms for refugees, in the myriad of groups that meet regularly to find furniture and clothes, support and love for people who come seeking our protection, for the mums for refugees and the grandmothers for refugees. I really say thank you, because although we are not enough in number to change the system, we are a place to keep hope alive for each other.